Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen of the media and those who are here, thank you for your presence here today. I'm Darius Pridgen, and I'd like to be recorded as the pastor of True Bethel Baptist Church, because that is what I'm representing today, is True Bethel and Western and New York State West of the Full Gospel Baptist Church. All of the comments after this brief welcome will be by members of the clergy. Any questions afterward can be asked to members of the clergy, because they are the ones who actually wrote the statement, who put this together today, and so I just simply welcome you here. I'm going to read, and I apologize for the wind and the feet. I'm going to read the names of the pastors so that if you have a question of a pastor, media, you will know who is with us today. Pastor Bruce Burton of Ascending Baptist Church, Pastor, and if you all would just wave your hand so they'll know where you're at. Pastor Brian Robinson, Fillmore Community Church. Pastor Marcus Hill of the King of Glory Community Church, President of the NAACP and Pastor of the Second Baptist Church, Reverend Pastor Mark Blue. Pastor Dale Farrell of the Faith Bible Tabernacle. Pastor Dwayne Gillison of the Mount Olive Baptist Church. Pastor Craig Pridgen of True Bethel Niagara Falls, Pastor of the Fountain of Praise. Where are you at, Pastor? I just want to make sure. Pastor Hill of the Church of God in Christ, Old Landmark, actually superintendent. Elder Larry Hall. Pastor Kyle Mann of the Goodwill Community Church. Pastor Jacqueline Ross Brown of New Covenant United Church of Christ, Pastor Tommy Babs of the Thankful Baptist Church, Pastor Quincy Boyd of the City of Praise, Pastor Drayton of First Calvary Baptist Church, Pastor Dwayne Thomas of the Change Church, Pastor Brooks of the Walls Memorial AME Zion Church, Pastor Kevin Coakley of the Durham Memorial AME Zion Church, Pastor Corey Gibson of the Calvary Baptist Church, Pastor Frederick Gelsey, Bishop Frederick Gelsey, One in Christ Temple, Shepherdess Hazel Boyd, Lifeline Prayer Room, Presiding Elder Arthur L. Holloway of the St. Luke AME Zion Church, who also is the Presiding Elder of the Buffalo District of the African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church, and also Senior Pastor Ronald Benning. Have I called everyone?
Pastor Newkirk.
Pastor, where's Pastor Newkirk? Just walked up. And this is, and whom?
Pastor
Arthur Hall. So these are the pastors who are in front of you. We will move swiftly, but with purpose. Our opening prayer will be by Pastor Jason Drayton, and then the readers of the unified statement will be Pastor Jackie Ross Brown with reader number one, Pastor Mark Blue, and then you will hear from Pastor Kyle Mann, and then Pastor Corey Gibson will close that statement in closing remarks by Pastor Dale Farrah.
Can we bow our heads, please? God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you in the midst of troubling and challenging times. And truly, God, in this moment, we acknowledge that so many are hurting, broken, despondent, angry, upset, frustrated, a host of emotions that we would like to bring before you once again. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we stand here united today as your called out ones, those who proclaim your word, who stand on the front line day in and day out, crying loud, what thus saith the Lord. We pray, Lord God, for your guidance and for your heart to overwhelm our hearts, that we would look at all these situations through your eyes and understand it with your heart and move forward in such a way that we advance your kingdom, bringing peace, love, unity, and, oh my God, justice. So, Father, we ask for your guidance, and we ask for your healing. We ask for your comfort, and we ask for your guiding hand. Even now, we pray for the family of George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, and the host of individuals who have suffered so many injustices. We pray for the comfort, the peace, Lord God, and the reassurance that change is going to take place. So for all my brothers and all my sisters, oh God, we stand before you unified, seeking your guidance, seeking your hand, and oh my God, seeking your justice. Now have your way, empower us to carry out your will and usher in great healing, unity, and equality in this land. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
As pastors and concerned clergy of the City of Buffalo and Greater Niagara region, we stand in solidarity with the countless men and women across our nation, our beloved Erie County and city, who are outraged with the recent events that have transpired surrounding the complete disregard for Black lives. Our hearts ache and are injured from the heaviness of the burden of being Black in America and the trauma produced from suffering cycles of these countless injustices, including centuries of systems of oppression and systematic racism dating back to well over 400 years. We want answers and we demand change.
We've watched and even participated in the demonstrations and protests heard around the city and assure you that we stand as advocates and allies with those who are sincerely aligned with the movement and not those who are merely invested in their own ulterior motives. Additionally, we do not minimize the efforts of any individual who joins in the fight for justice and true equality. Many have been on the front lines battling the pandemic of racism as well as the COVID-19 pandemic simultaneously. While we march, resist, and protest, we must also bear in mind that all of us are called to be proactive in doing our part.
We cannot miss this moment by abandoning our focus, which is the eradication of racism and bigotry. This energy must continue beyond that of physical protest. Our ability to address these issues through intentionally and coordinated efforts are paramount and of the utmost importance. The revolution that is taking place now, we must not allow it to fade into the background. We must keep this same energy and passion as we move towards June 23rd and the first Tuesday in November, while continuing to protect our communities and offering critiques of rogue policies.
All of this is a stark reminder for the clergy represented here today that as we continue to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, we must preach the gospel in its entirety. The gospel that confronts the oppression of the least, the lost, and the left out. The gospel that uplifts the marginalized. Christ himself came to set the captives free and was the word flesh who manifested a gospel of hope and peace. As a faith-based community, we will support each other during this period of time that tests our resolve, the resolve of our communities, and the resolve of our country to fight racism and create a more equitable and just global society. We, the clergy of the city of Buffalo, Erie County, and Niagara Falls, stand together in prayer, unity, and action. In solidarity, we stand.
It's been said over and over again over the last several days during the protests and marching, where are all the pastors? Where are their statements? What you see behind me today is just a small group of Buffalo, Western New York, Niagara County pastors who are working to do what we can. Each and every one of us are doing something to help to better the situation that we're in. I'm hoping on this windy day that the voices that you've heard and the statement that you heard, that you will give wind to those statements and that you will carry those statements so it's not just a photo op, but this is something that we believe in, and this is something that we are praying about, and this is something that we are working toward. I close in prayer, and I close with the word of the Lord. And he spoke to us and told us that the remedy for those of us who seek a remedy is that for us to pray and to turn to him. I believe that prayer leads to wisdom, that wisdom will lead to action, that action will lead to justice, and that justice will lead to reform. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for the time that you've given to us. I thank you for these pastors that are a small representation of the pastors in this region. I pray for their strength, for their guidance. I pray for those who are hurting, for those who are frustrated, for those who feel as if there is absolutely nothing that will change or can change. We trust you, God, even in this moment, to be our guide, to be our strength. Give courage, give comfort now, and we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
If there are any questions that you would like to pose to any of the clergy members now, you can do so.
Well, we want people to know that voting is power. And we are talking to our parishioners and we're talking to our community to let them know that they need to vote on the 23rd. Policy is set locally. And we want individuals who are going to speak truth to power that we put in office. So it's very important that we have the election and that people show up and show out and be counted in their vote. Also in November, we need to make sure that people register to vote. So the registration, make sure that any and everybody is registered to vote, because it's very important that we make some changes in our presidency, changes in our Congress that reflect the individuals who have been unjustly persecuted, unjustly brutalized. If we don't do it, it won't be done. So it's very important for individuals to vote on the primary and also vote in the general election.
Well, certainly as we look across our nation and we've even seen the prosecution that took place yesterday, we are certain that as we continue to come together collectively, that we will join together to create a plan so that these changes that we wish to see, that we can present them in a clear and concise manner so that our efforts can be heard collectively and so that we have one unified voice that is coming forward. Again, all of us wish to see changes within the way in which our law enforcement officials continue to handle matters of arrest. But at this time, again, we continue to work collectively so that we can hear from our communities, so that we can hear from the members of our respective congregations, as well as hear from one another as clergy, so that we can come together on a unified front.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.